Hi, I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
Hello,
spirit fingers.
Hey, guys and gals and theys.
You know what? Don't go there.
I don't know. I don't want to offend anybody.
Everybody. Hey, everybody. Woo.
Girls, girls, guys, theys.
I didn't say that. Because I don't know. I'm not going to venture
into
something.
That's my point.
I'm not going to venture into
something. Yes, hello, everyone.
Everyone, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, don't say everybody, because everybody might not have a whole body, and then you've offended people who have appendages.
Nobody. I've offended nobody.
Adios,
she's not going to get me started today.
Nope.
Not me.
So you didn't tell me. My lipstick was drying up. Like, I had to actually go in and apply. Like, go.
Well, I wasn't looking at you.
I just don't want to zoom. And be like, why are her lips all...
Well, the dude at Chick-fil-A was all up in...
Now they're going to zoom me.
The dude at Chick-fil-A was all up in your teeth. Your teeth are so white. Got me like, what?
Well, like, thank you.
I hadn't looked. It's like, now. Okay. Did you just get lipstick on your teeth?
Did I?
Yeah, right. Yep, right there.
Okay. I told you this red, they get you every time.
Okay.
That's what friends are for. That's what friends are for. That's have you on camera.
Friends are for.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. You know, I hate that shit. For sure, that's a man. I feel like Hercules,
Hercules. You're a mess. You a big, good,
a big old nacky mess.
Neck. So moving right along, ma'am.
Moving right along.
Question for you.
Go for it.
Would you rather never be able to go out during the day or never be able to go out at night?
Never be able to go out at night. I couldn't care less about going out when it's dark. I'm half tired anyway when the sun goes down. I want to be able to see the daylight and see people and go to the beach and go to, yeah, that's an easy one.
I'd rather not go outside.
Day or night.
Day or night.
Dusk, dawn, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I used to like nighttime. Back in the day.
Right.
When there weren't a million people around, I could drive to where I was going at night, mm-hmm. and the evenings, it wouldn't be a lot of people. But now it looks the same no matter what time you go outside.
Yes. Because we're overpopulated.
So I guess if I had to choose, I would say not to go out at night because my eyes are getting old.
I was just going to say I don't even see the same.
My eyes are old. So I guess for the good of mankind, I should probably stay in the house at night.
Okay.
If I have to go outside at all.
Okay. That's fair to me.
Okay.
That's fair to me. Did you put your foot on your feet today?
Oh. Sock cam. I have some socks here, but you can't see the top of them because it says,
I identify as a badass.
Woo!
And she does.
That's me. Got my socks on, and you have
my fall foliage.
Is it fruit and vegetables?
It's like, yeah.
It's like a leaf that's a beet.
Yeah.
Some little tomatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, you all healthy on the feet.
On the feet.
On the feet. I should have worn my baking socks in. So I'd be anti-healthy.
As I drink my coffee and lemon loaf.
And your cake. Next one for you, ma'am.
Go for it.
Would you rather have Beyonce's talent or Jay-Z's business acumen?
Well, I would want the business acumen because without that, what good is the talent?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, all praises be to Beyonce. Love B. But yeah. What good is it to be able to sing and dance at home?
You can't manage it.
And you can't
have no money.
Yeah.
But I thought too, like, my feet would be tired.
just like, all day singing and
you know, like I don't want to have to work that hard for my money. It's a lot of money. But I'm sure he's got a lot from the business side. Maybe not as much from the performing, but yeah, I'm gonna get my cut.
I mean, I think he makes just he doesn't tour as much as Beyonce, I don't think, but because I'm not the question to ask for that. I would defer to Aisha. But yeah, he doesn't tour as much, but, and it's not even to say that she doesn't have good business acumen, but the question was the talent or the business, because the talent
works too hard for the money.
Yeah.
Business is going to make some money. And if you're good enough, you got a few people. So you probably make more money than the one individual talent. Exactly. You're not working nearly as hard.
Nope.
So I'm going
with good old business acumen.
I'm going with the Mr. Jay-Z.
Mr.
M-I-S-T-E-R.
Just don't say Aura.
Aura.
You know when I used to be at work.
I know you love that.
Oh, you know when I used to be at work and people will call in and I would be like, okay, you know, and they would insist on spelling their name. Yeah, my name is Robert Black. Aura. O-B-E-R-T. So I would say, I'm sorry, did you say R-O-B-E-R-T?
No, I did not. I said Aura.
I sure would bring it right on back. Or people who say Illinois. The S is silent. Yeah. And whenever I hear somebody say, yeah, Illinois, I'm like, oh, you were in Illinois? You know, I have to.
And you're Illinoising.
That was fabulous. Shut me right the fuck up. If we didn't share the same brain, I swear I would be offended, but I know that was funny.
Thank you very much.
Superstitions. Do you have a bunch? Are you superstitious?
I am not.
Okay. Not at all?
Probably a little, but I'm sure there's something that I do that's, yeah.
But would you consider yourself to be superstitious or just out of habit?
Yeah, I would say out of habit some things. Yeah. But yeah, when I come across something or someone doing something that is clearly a superstitious belief, mm-hmm. I'm like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't do all the things and
jump in circles and cartwheels and
walk backwards into something. Right, yeah, right, throw it. Yeah, no, I'm not. But like I said, I'm sure there's something that I probably do out of habit. Somebody's mm-hmm. like, oh, that, you know, it came from superstition.
Yeah.
So we'll probably find out as we talk. There's something that I do that I would not call myself a superstitious person.
Gotcha. Excuse me. What's your first one?
First one is breaking a mirror mm-hmm. is bad luck.
7 years. Not 1 year. Not 10 years. 7 of them.
Why?
Like, I know that most superstitions result in bad luck, but it was always the origin to me. Like, who broke a mirror one day and just had a shitty life for 7 years?
It's because I broke that mirror 7 years ago.
Right. Like, why couldn't it have been because you quit your job?
You made a bad decision.
Right.
Like, I never thought, like, where does this mess come
where
from?
Where does it come? Yeah.
Well, one of the things I looked up is something about, like, ancient Romans or whatever. But it's like the mirror, I guess, was like the mirror to the soul.
Okay.
So if you broke it, you would, shatter yourself. How did it say in there? Something like, you break your soul or something. It's like,
you won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
Oh, maybe that's where it came from.
Beyonce?
Yeah, they're just like anti-superstition. So
maybe you won't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank trying her. To get that in our psyche.
Mm-hmm.
So no more of the bad luck for breaking mirrors.
No more breaking mirrors. No. And you know what's funny about it? Because I don't believe it, but if I break a mirror, I'm legit God dang it.
Oh no.
Yeah. Walking under a ladder. So the ladder is shaped like a triangle, which is believed to be the Holy Trinity. Mm. And walking into or through that triangle is blasphemous.
Well, let me ask you this, ma'am. Back in the day.
Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
And I was in the band. And I had my Ting! Ting. Got my triangle. Ting. So what was that? Wait, blasphemy?
First, I need. Were you really in a bed with triangle? Girl, because I was like, how did I not know that? Because I would have made fun of that way sooner.
I had my flute phone. No,
okay. Okay, but yeah.
Like, what's with the, that's that a triangle.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
When you shoot pool, you put the balls in a triangle.
I tell you what is blasphemy. Mm-hmm. What is that? A geometry?
That's so stupid. Geometry is so stupid unless you're like a carpenter
That's like, yeah, those triangles, they blasphemy.
Yes.
I still don't know. Walking under a ladder. Acute, obtuse. Take that mess away.
That shit ain't cute at all. It's a knacky mech.
Big old knacky mech. All that mess. All right, let's see if I can get another one here. I don't know. Step on the crack, break your mom's back.
I think that one was more just because it rhymes.
Yeah.
Like it was fun.
Saying a kid. Yeah. But I was trying to not step on cracks.
As was I.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't because kid, in the off chance
that it was pregnant. That,
and my mom just.
Your mom at home, like, what happened?
But did you see? I don't know if it was TikTok, Instagram. I don't know. We all know I don't know. But it was a video and it showed this little black kid. And I guess he asked his mom something for something at the store, and she said no. And they came out the store, and he was just jumping on cracks, just jumping on him. And she was videotaping. He was just, that's hilarious.
Oh,
that's hilarious. He meant that shit. He was jumping on the cracks.
Just, I'll show her.
Yes. I remember when I was younger, my brother, my sister, and I. My grandmother was big on everybody sitting down and eating at the same time. Yo, I miss my grandmother so much. My grandmother, for every meal, would put a plate. She would call it a saucer. But she would have a stack of white bread so that we could have bread. She would have a butter dish with a knife. The butter was soft, not hard where you had to scrape it. For breakfast, before every meal, she gave us some kind of fruit, be it grapefruit. Strawberries, grapes,
that's why
whatever
you do
it was.
That now?
It might be, yeah. That's exactly why. But she would. We would each have a bowl of fruit in front of us, and then she would give us our breakfast, and she would make what each one of us wanted. So, say my brother wanted pancakes and sausage, pancakes and sausage. Say I wanted scrambled eggs and bacon, scrambled eggs and bacon. That's how my grandmother was. So. I miss her so much. Like that was my chick. But back to that, we enjoyed singing at the table. Like we would be singing because she would play music, but we weren't allowed to sing to it. But she used to tell us no singing at the table. Well, I didn't know until recently that the rumor is singing at the table attracts bad spirits. Now, I don't know that that was her reason for it. I think she just thought it was rude to sing at the table, not necessarily, you know, a superstition. But yeah, singing at the table is supposed to attract bad spirits, evil spirits.
Never even heard that at all. But something you just did while you were talking is one of those. Why do you cross your fingers? Why do you cross your fingers? I saw something in here about that. Like, do you know why you just crossed your fingers?
I don't. I don't even know when I, like, what was I saying when I did it?
You talk about you missed your grandma.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like supposed to be lucky. Is it lucky?
What crossing your finger is, luck, like God willing. But what was I saying?
Talking about your grandma.
I know, but like.
Oh, the exact. I don't know. Yeah, play it back.
get Stilo on here from ridiculousness. Rewind that shit. Yeah, I don't know, but.
So over time, people realized they could simply bless their own wishes by crossing their fingers. So I don't know.
Maybe I was wishing her back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't it something when you cross your fingers behind your back?
It negates the like promise. Like I promise, and then you cross your fingers. It's invalid.
So if you do it
in the chocolate pack.
So if you do it in front where people can see it, that's a good thing.
It's like yeah,
but if you do it in the back. Ooh.
Yeah, like when Veruca Salt did it on
that's your
on
girl.
Willy Wonka. You
that's
know it girl. Is. You know it is. Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory when he was giving out the everlasting gobstoppers. And he was like, but you have to promise you won't tell Slugworth my secrets. And she was like, I swear, I promise. Liar.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
That's why she went down the egg chute.
Ooh. Because she was one bad egg.
She was one bad egg.
One bad egg.
Stepping in front of a black cat. So I was looking up like different, I was getting different meanings behind it, but it goes way back to Egypt and witches and some kind of soul being in it. And girl, I don't know why. Very rarely do I see all black cats though. So maybe that's part of it. It's a rarity.
Rare.
So when you do see it, you're like, what?
Okay, you asked me if I had something.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel some kind of way about black cats if I see a black cat. Now, it didn't cross my path. I didn't cross this path. But if I see a black cat over there, like, I think, like, because you see it in, like, witches and Halloween stuff. Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe it's a witch.
It maybe is a Samantha's going to come out.
Chicka, chicka, chicka. I wish I try that
sometimes. Me too. I can't do it either.
Through my nose. Like, how she do that?
I know.
So I wish I could. Or
Elizabeth.
I'll just do the genie. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, don't do that. You're going to break something.
Too late.
You're gonna break something.
Too late. Too late. Okay. Look.
I wish my neck would.
I wish my back would work right. Oh, Lord.
Okay. Well, maybe what you need is
a backyotomy.
Sorry. I was going to say a rabbit's foot.
Ah.
A lucky rabbit's foot. How
said
lucky?
The dead rabbit.
How lucky? He might not be dead. He just might be missing a foot. So how lucky is a rabbit's foot?
In one of those things that like.
Oh, a trap.
The trap.
But do they take both of them or they just took one? Because that would.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, do they take all four?
I guess two people go.
So yeah, I mean, like, are you getting? Yeah, why are you out there cutting off rabbit's feet?
Yeah.
Because I don't know how they look. But is it just the back one? The front, the back? What are they taking?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Four for a dollar.
Well, a rabbit's, I don't know. Because they're kind of straight. But the back feet ones, are, yeah.
So I don't know what I've seen. So is it the front or the back? I don't know.
It must be the front.
The front. Either way, that's just rude. You take it. Because you guys, if you got them, you might as well take two. I mean, you know, like, I'm just saying, if you already got them.
I mean, the good thing about rabbits, although I don't eat rabbit, is a rabbit can be turned into food. It's not like taking an elephant's husk. Tusk.
Don't stop freeze you.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not the same thing, right? Because you can eat a rabbit, but.
Are you eating the rabbit or just wasting?
I'm not eating it.
Well, I mean, if you're.
But
if
I mean, the
taking,
catcher.
Yeah, if you're taking the rabbit.
The poacher.
I mean, you got to just use all the parts, I would say. Then.
Right.
You
that's what
go
I'm
ahead
saying.
And take it.
Right.
Use all the parts.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. At least if you're going to take the foot, you can turn it into a stew.
Well, I'm selling the foot because
right,
it's lucky.
Right.
Right. Like,
but turn
the rest
into
the
stew.
Rabbit
it's
stew.
Not a carcass that you're just going to throw out. Yeah.
Oh, again, it doesn't seem very lucky for the rabbit.
It does not.
But what I look back into it, it was more like the rabbit was lucky because he was agile. He was until you took his foot. But yeah, he was.
So is that maybe, is that what it's for here?
Yeah,
this
they,
is lucky
right,
because.
Right, because he was quick. He was quick and agile.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So maybe you need a rabbit's foot. Rabbit on your back. I don't know.
Yeah. So if you're crossing a street and a truck comes at you and the truck misses or you get out the way, good thing I had this rabbit's foot. I was agile and quick.
Poor rabbit.
I know.
That's horrible.
That's sad. Black eyed peas on New Year's Eve. Is this a black thing? No, I'm serious. Like, do white people do that? Do you white people do that?
Do you
do black eyed peas on New Year's?
I don't know because I appear to be black, but my black card was taken a long time ago.
You're black on the outside. I get it.
But I don't like black eyed peas.
I like them, but like this year I did lima beans. I did lima beans because I had a ham bone left over from Christmas.
So I'm going to need you to tell me at the end of the year how your year went.
Because I didn't have.
Well, but then what is the purpose? What are you supposed to?
It's supposed to be.
Is it good luck?
It's
something?
Good luck and health.
Health.
Bring you good luck and health.
Oh, that's why you threw your back out.
Because I had lima beans.
Yep. So it works.
It's true.
Now we know.
It's true.
Oh, gosh. So now you know you must have
black eyed peas
for New Year's, or you will throw your back out in January. Mm-hmm.
I mean, but that's like cleaning your house, making sure all your laundry is done and your house is clean before the new year comes in, because it said that however you bring the new year in, that's what you'll be doing for the rest of the year. Well, I was laid on the couch with my back out, so.
So, and I, you know, we always say that too, but I've been asleep for the last few years.
And the last thing you do is sleep.
But yeah, stay up till midnight for what? Like,
yeah.
So yeah, I heard that too. Like whatever you do when the year comes, most people are, a lot of people are drunk.
Yeah.
A lot of people are just wilding out. So is that what you want to do all year?
There are hundreds of thousands in Times Square. So y'all just going to be kicking it all year.
All year, hanging out. Yeah. So yeah, I don't put much stock into that.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got?
So we were talking about breaking a mirror, stepping on a crack. The four-leaf clover, they're rare-ish, right? Mm-hmm. Whenever you find one, it's like a big deal. Like, oh, a four-leaf is supposed to bring you luck of the Irish, four-leaf clover. I found a few in my lifetime.
Did it benefit you?
I don't recall. If you ask me, when I found that four-leaf clover, did I go to have a bowl of cereal and there was milk? Oh, I got lucky. There's milk. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Or did I scratch a lottery ticket?
If you found a good parking space.
Right. Good thing I had that four-leaf clover. Yeah.
You know, speaking of parking spaces, my child tells me all the time I'm getting old.
She tells us both.
Yes. And I feel like I am turning into my mother.
Yes.
So I went to the VA, to the bar, and we know how hectic it is.
Yes.
I have to leave. I live maybe like 30 minutes from there. I have to leave at least an hour beforehand because I got to circle around the parking lot a few times. So I got there this last time, and I'm like, you know, I got time, so I'll be okay. And, you know, ride around. When I pulled in, why was someone pulling out of the first parking space? I turned it to my mother. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this parking space.
Like Dion Cole said, like the Lord is up there. Let me bless her with a parking space. Like he ain't got better things to do. Right.
And it's funny because I always tell everybody else when we're doing something, they're like, well, Lord or Jesus, whatever. Don't bother him with your mess. He's not thinking about. But when I get that parking space, I give
thanks.
Thank
you, Lord.
I give thanks to
the
Lord.
And you know, and the crazy part about it is, even if you're thinking that, like how you just said, don't be bothering him with that. If you don't say it, are you fucked up for not saying it? Like, you got to contend with that at the pearly gates. Well, what about the time I gave you the parking space?
Right.
And you ain't even say thank you.
It's like holding that door open. You got to say thank you. You got to say thank you.
That's just rude.
Because a good parking spot is hard to come by.
It is.
Because you know, I think about that when I drive around a whole bunch of times in a parking way over behind the women's clinic. I never say thank you. I found a parking spot, but I didn't say thank you.
You know, I stopped looking for parking spaces closer to the door. Like, I just drive in. If I happen to see one, great. But I'm not doing the up and down the aisle thing anymore. If I got to park out at Target, then I'm parking
out. I'm not necessarily looking for one at the door. I'm just looking for a parking spot.
Period.
Have you been there?
I know.
And they got a million. Well, they got a million. Over exaggerating. They have, like, at least 15 handicapped parking spaces.
Yeah.
It means nothing.
Let me say something. And I'm in prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
That no one like gets at me for this. Why are there so many fucking handicapped spaces and I never, ever, ever see them full? Ever. I've never been to an establishment, not even a fucking doctor's office.
Well, you better go to
where
the VA.
I've seen all of them.
You better
taken.
Go to the VA. Everybody, I mean, but at the VA. Everybody.
Use our old, you know.
So that's the placard doesn't get you anything at the VA.
I guess not.
But yeah, other stores.
Yeah, like why are there 12 spaces?
Maybe everybody would have come out at the same time.
But like, and then. Bless your hearts.
They're going to get you.
There is nothing worse than watching somebody back out of a handicapped space. And if they're in anything larger than a fucking Prius, this is an all-day project.
Oh, no.
Girl, I just put my car apart.
You got that 15-point turn.
I just put my car apart and waited out. And it's not even just handicapped. elderly people, and elderly people driving trucks. I can't with you.
What about the what is it? What is the vehicle? Cadillac. Oh.
First of all, like I feel like, in my opinion, which is what these podcasts are based on, our opinions. I feel like if you get anything bigger than a minivan, you should have to take a like a course or have a letter on your driver's license, like a CDL type. Ford F-150s, the Dodge, the big old, the super sized systems. If you can't drive, and there should also be parking spaces only for them away from other cars, because you're just holding us up. Now, I am a truck driver, like love to drive trucks. I can back it in first time. Don't need but one time. I can get out, like.
We have gone astray.
I digress. Yes, ma'am.
Back to the pet peeves. Well, we're going to have to do a pet peeve
part two. Yes, we really do, because I have discovered so many more. Yes.
So back to.
Yes. Superstition. Four-leaf clover. Go.
Okay. Putting your purse on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I do not.
You do not. Why? I know. And I always make sure I have a space for you.
Yes.
To put your purse.
Yes.
Because I know. But
and even if there's no place else, I will put it on paper.
Something so it's not
so it's
on
not directly the, on the floor.
Why?
Because it's said that you won't have money. Like you won't have money or whatever. I mean, I don't care where I put it. I'm usually like, I ain't got no money. Like, I don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, but I just feel like I don't want to help that stereotype. I mean, that superstition along.
It says you'll have bad luck in your financial life.
Yeah.
But I put it anywhere. I don't like to put it on the floor.
Even if I see other people, I'm like, your purse.
See, I don't like the floor because the floor is dirty.
Okay.
But at my house, I'll throw it anywhere.
Yeah.
But most of the time, like, so there's no money in there anyway. So, yeah. I mean, I don't. Yeah, that part I don't get into, but I'm not going to do it out and about because that's just nasty.
Yeah.
I'm not putting it on the floor. I'll put anything on the floor but my feet. And that's why people don't wear shoes in my house because I've been in public restrooms.
Oh, ma'am. I've stopped it as well.
Yeah.
I've stopped it as well. Shoes come off at the door.
Yeah. I asked the pest control too the other day. It's like, do you have booties?
Right.
Can you put some on? He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I shouldn't have had to tell you, first of all.
Yeah, that's right. They should, because it's common courtesy. Because they're out in everybody's lawn and everything. So
but just bathrooms alone give me room to pause.
Yeah. So that's when I thought about that. I was like, you can't wear shoes in here because you probably haven't in your life have been in a public restroom.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But that purse on the floor, splitting a pole.
What is that?
Okay, so I don't necessarily believe something bad is going to happen, but I will not split a pole.
So instead of split a pole means if you're out with someone and you're walking.
And there's a pole and one person goes that way and the other person goes that way. It is said that both people should go either to the right or to the left. I don't give a shit if there's five of us.
Everybody.
Somebody needs to.
What?
Yeah. And I don't know. My daughter, my oldest. No. Like she gets like, she's official with it. Like, no, but I think I've always done that too. I'm not as animated as she is about it, you know, but I will be like, hey, come. Or if I see everybody else went that way or the majority went that way,
you go with
say there's three there and there's two of us here. Oh, I'm leaving you to your own bad luck. I'm going with the other people. But again, I know in my mind of all minds that this is not a thing. Like, it's nothing bad is going to happen. However, I still do it.
You know, and it's funny because I know that too. And when I was younger, you know, I did that. But when I was older, I was like, that sounds stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I would.
It does. It sounds ridiculous.
We do it and I wait and see what happens. You know, like, is it supposed to be instantaneous?
Right. Or, and do both people have bad luck?
Yeah.
Like, if it's just two people.
If it's
right.
Just two, yeah, because like I said, I've done that. Like,
yeah.
Ain't nothing happened.
Yeah.
But it could be like later in life. Oh.
Like your back could go out
did you
twice in 1 week.
Oh, gosh. And I tell you, I understand.
I'm trying to think. Besides black eyed peas, what else did I do?
See, did you break a mirror?
No.
Your kid stepped on a crack because you've been wilding out
Oh, you little fuckers.
Yeah, that's what happened. Wait till that joker was jumping on at yep. crack.
Like, wait till I get home.
You should have been a better parent.
I should have been. See, I'm working on it. Work in progress. The Lord ain't through with me yet. What else can I say?
But now we know why your back is broke.
I'm getting ready to text both of them. And if anybody answers, they're in trouble because they're supposed to be in school.
What are you going to say? Did you step on a crack?
Yep, I am.
Because you broke my back.
I mean, I'm like, did you do it on purpose? Like, did y'all go out and be like, grind? Yes. Yeah, yes. They did, too.
They did. They got you.
That's okay. What you got?
Open an umbrella indoors.
I don't do that either. Like, first of all, why would you? What do you need? Why is it raining in your house? Like, what? Why would you need an umbrella open in the house anyway?
It sounds foolish, but for some reason, I'm thinking I have done it before. Like, what? Like, maybe I want to know what it's like. Is it like, yeah, indoors? Like, let's say you're going to buy an umbrella, you want to see if it's enough coverage, so you got to open it in the store. Like,
do you or can't you just tell that by how long the umbrella is? Right? Like,
I don't know. You're right. I don't know why you would, but if somebody does, why would I freak out?
Well, because it's bad luck. That's why. Because it's bad luck.
So it says that legend has it that ancient Egyptians believed that opening an umbrella indoors away from the sun was a disrespectful act that would anger the sun god, who would take out his anger on everyone in the house in which the umbrella had been opened.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
Okay,
so like that.
I'm about
so to that's why people freak out when somebody, because everybody in the house is going to get the bad luck.
Okay, I'm about to sound super remedial. How far back do umbrellas go? Like,
were there umbrellas in ancient?
Ooh. That's my point. I'm thinking ancient Egypt.
Did they have? Why would they? What? Let's see.
Maybe they had some form of cover from the sun. You know what I mean?
From the sun, rain, whatever.
Because it was hot.
What did they have?
It was sun.
But they were dark. So
that's right. So clearly they were getting sun.
You're so funny.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
like,
you're right. When were umbrellas invented?
Right.
When were umbrellas invented?
Yes. Production.
Do your job. Do your job. Yeah. I need to know when umbrellas.
Yeah. If this were the Ellen show, we'd have earpieces in and they would be feeding us this stuff.
Next season. She said, what? I can't see. 3,500 BC.
Okay. Well, that answers that question.
So they had umbrellas. So, okay, Egyptians, you got
it. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me that someone would have thought, hey, we need something to shield us from the sun.
Yeah, we get real dark out here. We get real dark out here.
They darker than us. Sorry. Okay, so I don't do that, and I cringe when people do it.
Because everybody in the house is going to get bad luck.
I don't know about everybody. But I think
it's sad. Because that's what I said. Why does somebody freak out when you do it?
Yeah.
They knew that everybody in the house is going to get bad luck. I'm kick your tail. You open up umbrella here.
Okay. Let's see. Holding your breath when you're passing a cemetery holding your breath when you're passing a cemetery or a hearse is passing you or pressing your belly button.
Excuse me? What the?
Really?
What if I don't have a belly button?
Are you human?
Pressing your belly. Is that if you're innie or outie?
I don't think
Does it matter? Well, if you're innie, that's you. You press it into
But
I've never heard that before.
Really?
Never.
Yeah, no. My oldest still does that. When we go by. Yeah. And I don't remember teaching her that. So it's something because that I don't do. But holding your breath, it's supposed so that you're not inhaling the souls of other people. Yeah.
Ew. Yeah.
Now the belly button part, I don't know if
maybe pushing out the soul, so
it can't get through your umbilical cord is where you
life,
right.
Connection
to
life.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of.
That's foolish.
They're all foolish.
But I can say when a funeral procession passed, I turned my radio down. If I'm listening to something, I don't want to disrespect you with my dropping it like it's hot lyrics.
Move, bitch. Get out the way, bitch.
Do you really? I do.
Oh, bless your heart. That's very considerate of you, though.
I don't want to wake the dead.
That is very considerate.
Oh, I told you we're going to find something I do. Yeah. Something I do stupid.
Yeah.
Or also, like, some, because it's Steve Harvey, some comedian talking about when you geared it back up, you turn the radio down.
Yeah, that was Cedric the Entertainer. Or Cat Williams, depending on who you believe. You hear about the latest now.
Somebody said it.
Somebody said it.
But yeah, it's like, is that so when you roll over somebody and they holler, you can hear them?
Yeah, when you're parallel parking.
Oh, gosh. Turn your radio down. Hot flash?
No, it's not that. It's that I'm trying not to, like, cough. And you know when I start laughing real hard and then I start coughing and then cut? I got cut. But I'm good now. I don't have hot flashes anymore because after my hysterectomy, I have the estrogen, the gel that I put on my leg every day.
Really?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I skipped all of that because my hysterectomy put me in early menopause.
Yeah.
So I have to have the estrogen because I don't have anything to produce it. So without it, I'm sure that's where the hot flashes and the weight gain and all that stuff come from.
I'm not looking forward to that. They should have a cure by the time I get there. I don't know when I'm going to get there. When am I supposed to get there?
I don't know if there's a date per se, but my question is, COVID came out of fucking nowhere and they were able to come up with all this shit within a matter of whatever. But you're trying to tell me that everything else that's been around for years?
Still, yeah.
Where's that?
Because I'm telling you, they better figure it out before I get there. Because I thought I was there because I was old. I told my doctor.
She was like, you can still have a baby. Where is it? She a lie.
Right. I told you, better leave that marina right where it is. Don't be playing with me, lady. She going to send me these test results. Like, well, you know, we only know if you take, you know, actually do blood work to see if you're in menopause.
Not blood work.
I was going with the fact that I was.
Yeah.
They sent me those results. And they sent me the results.
Right.
Like the numbers. I was like, I'm Googling it. I was like, I don't know. Right. So I messaged it back like, look.
Thank you, but.
And that's what I said, too.
Right.
I was like, can you tell me in English whether or not? She broke my heart. She's like, no. God dang it. I'm making old babies. Like, can you? Here's another one. That old people who have old babies, well, the babies of old people are hairy. You ever heard that?
No.
Yeah, when old people have babies. I heard that. And that's what, somebody told me that, and they showed me, like, they were like, look, they were hairy. I was like, is that a thing? Old people make hairy babies? You never heard that?
No.
I've heard that. No. I don't want no hairy baby.
I don't know. Are there a lot of superstitions that involve babies? Like if you eat certain things? Like what is it?
Girl, I thought you were going to say if you eat a baby. That would be bad.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
Yeah. But there is one, like if you eat a certain food, the baby will have a lot of hair on their head. What is it?
No, I thought like
sauce,
if you get like indigestion and stuff because
a lot of hair. Yeah,
yeah, a hairy baby.
Is that a superstition or is that a health? Right.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm not gonna make a hairy baby. I'm not gonna make a baby just to find out if it's gonna be hairy.
Like, do two bald headed people
make a bald headed baby? But two negatives make a positive. Again with the hairy baby.
I was gonna say if two bald-headed people get pregnant and she eats a lot of
hot stuff,
will the baby come out here?
Why is she bald-headed?
Maybe she has maybe she has Jada.
Nope.
Maybe she got the Jada.
Okay, see, now we're strained again. But she had hair once upon a time. So that shouldn't affect the fact whether the baby has hair because her genes have it. Just like.
But what if she gets pregnant after she got the Jada?
Well, I don't know.
Then now her genes have the Jada.
That is not what it's called. You know, she's going to get, he going to get you.
Will Smith going to come over here and smack you down. I wish a nigga would.
But that's interesting. Yeah. Do your genes change?
I mean, okay. Look at the Kardashians, right? Look at the young, what's her, Kylie?
I don't look at them, but go ahead.
Okay. She has had so much surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look at her befores and her nows, mm-hmm. they look like two different people. However,
mm-hmm.
the surgery does not change the genes.
That's what.
So your babies, luckily, she got cute ones. But.
Did you hear, I think I mentioned to you before, I don't know if it's real or not, but somebody, this man had sued this woman. Because she made ugly babies. Because she had on a plastic surgery.
That's what you get. That's what you get.
You cannot change those genes. You can't change genes. So if you were looking, if you were fugly, as my aunt called it. If you were fugly, your genes are fugly. Well. I don't care how much money you have to change the outer appearance.
Absolutely.
Ooh, so that's another thing we talked about, dating way back, your questions to ask. Like, is this the real you?
Right. How much of this have you had redone?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Is that a superstition? Like, where do we go?
I think it's safe to say we've covered the ones that I think most people have heard of. We would have to do a part two and deep dive to find, you know, the off the...
Because I don't know.
I don't know where that came from.
Am I boring you?
No, we were just talking about that. But I think we would have to do like a part two and really like deep dive to find the
background of all of these.
Yeah. Yeah.
But send us some too, some superstitions. You got me. I'm not going to look. You're not going to freeze me.
Yeah, send us some.
Send us some of your superstitions because I, like I said, I hadn't heard of some of those that you had.
Yeah. Yeah, most of the ones that we talked about, I've heard, but the origins
are
always the ones that the origin is always what throws me. But even as I was kind of perusing through, you know, some of these superstitions, I heard some that I was like, I never even heard of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, send us what you got. Maybe if it's even if it's the same and you have a different understanding of it. But if you have some that we haven't mentioned, throw them at us.
Throw them at us.
Yeah. All right, well, on that note,
I guess we're out.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? If so, now's the time to like, follow, subscribe, and share. We'd also love to hear from you. Give us a call at 757-504-4649, or you can email us at lifecracksusup@gmail.com, or just drop us a comment. If you're so inclined, do all three.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe, and look for a new episode every Wednesday.